Today's Shir the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Beis. We begin the fourth Perek, Perek HaSholeach Get, and we begin four lines at the top, the brand new Perek. The Mishnah begins, HaSholeach Get LeIshto V'Higia BaSholeach. The man sends a get to his wife, but then he meets up with the Sholeach before the Sholeach gave the get to the wife. Or alternatively, or he sent a second shaliach after the first shaliach, who tells him, and either he himself directly told the first shaliach, or the second shaliach told the first shaliach, I do not want that get to be a valid get. And he says, either he himself or the second shaliach says to the first shaliach, get shenasati lecha batel hu, that get which I gave you is null and void. I don't want it to be a get, so I raise a bottle. So that, in fact, nullifies the get. The Gemara will ask, what's the chiddush? Once you tell me that he's allowed to do this, why do you have to tell me the case that he sends a shliach? The Gemara will explain why we needed two cases over here. Similarly, when we have the additional cases, we're about to give each one will be a chiddush over the previous case. So the bottom line is, even though the husband assigned this shliach to give the get, and we normally say shliach ose shlichuso, but he is allowed to go and make that shlichus null and void as long as he himself tells the shliach that it's null and void, or he sends a second shliach after him, and the second shliach gets there. In both cases, it has to be before the wife has already received the get. Once the wife receives the get, as the Mishnah will tell us, then it's too late. Mishnah continues and tells us, ki deim etzel ishto, alternatively, if the husband goes to the wife, he sent the shliach to give her the get, but he gets to the wife first. Or Oshisholach etzlo shliach, or he sends a second shliach who gets to the wife first, and either he or the second shliach tells the wife, "Yomar lo, get shishalach the iloch, that get which I sent you via the first shliach who has not yet arrived yet, batalu, it's not a valid get, it's null and void." So then I raise a batal. Then even if that first shliach actually gives her the get, it's not a valid nesina, and the woman is not considered a divorced woman. I raise a batal. However, if the first shaliach gave her the get, and then the husband wants to retract it, he goes and tells, he sends a shaliach, or he states it's null and void, obviously it's too late, and more or less, this is pshita, of course it's too late, and it'll tell us why this needs to be stated over here, shuv eino yocho levatlo. Once she gets it, obviously it's too late for her to go and not be divorced. She is a divorced woman. He can't go and nullify the get that's already been given to her. And the Gemara again will tell us what the chiddush is over here. Then the Mishnah concludes and tells us that the basic halacha originally was, by Rishona, the halacha was that the husband could go and retract his shlichus anytime the wife did not yet get the get, even if it wasn't in the presence of the shaliach or the wife. Min hadin haya osa beis din b'makom acher. The husband could set up a beis din. We will discuss what is the status of this beis din. There's three people. It could even be two people. So the husband would take two or three people, and he would say, "You are my beis din." Haya osa beis din b'makom acher, without the shliach being present and without the wife being present. Umavatlo, and he would there be able to say, "I hereby declare that this get which I sent with the first shliach is null and void." And in fact, when that shaliach, unknowns to anyone, he doesn't know that it's been nullified, and the wife doesn't know that it's been nullified, so when that shaliach gives that woman that get, she is not divorced. Now, everybody's going to think that she's divorced. The shaliach says, "Yeah, I promise, I was assigned to give the shlichus here, it's a valid get, it's signed, everything is done properly," and she then goes and gets married based upon that. So that could be a huge takola. So this halacha lemaisa was changed. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel hazokin. Rabban Gamliel hazokin. He was mesakin. He made a gzera shlo yu osin kein mipnei tikkun olam. He said this is not acceptable because it's going to lead to a tremendous takola rachmona litzlan. This woman is going to mistakenly think she can get married. As Rashi says, shashliach she'eni yodea b'dover. The shliach doesn't know that his shlichus was retracted. Molicho lo. He's going to give this woman the get. V'hinisas bo. She's going to assume she's a divorced woman. She's going to ask the rabbis, "What should I do?" They say, "You're a divorced woman. If you want to get married, gizun tei. There'll be masada kedushin." But in fact, she's a married woman. And then when she lives with her second husband, the first husband comes back and says that never was a valid get. Here's the beis din that I nullified the get from, and therefore you've committed adultery. You're now not allowed to live with me anymore, and you're not allowed to live with your new husband. Any children will be mamzerim. This is a terrible, terrible takala. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin was masakin that you're not allowed to do this. You're only allowed to go and be mevatel the get in front of the shaliach or in front of the wife. So this way, there's no potential for a takala. Okay, the Gemara starts off and says, it's interesting that the Gemara used the expression, Hashaleach get liishto vihigia bashaliach. Rashi says, higia is a lashon that implies he just happened to come upon her, memela. And therefore, it didn't say the word higio, loktani. So Rashi says the word higio means he ran after him. Havi mashma shirodav achrov vihisigu. That he ran after the shlech and said, no, don't give the get, don't give the get. But even if he didn't run after him, so there was no evidence that he was really intending this to be a true retraction of his shlichus. So he happened to meet up with him for whatever the reason. Afilu mimela, as Rashi says, shenishtaha shaliach baderech. For whatever the reason, the shaliach was not in a rush to go, and he stayed overnight someplace, and the husband happened to stay overnight at the same place. Vayalo lazeh derech lusham, and they happened to meet up. Mimela, v'ra'o. And he sees the shliach and he changes his mind. That's a valid get. Now, why would you think it's not? We don't say, the lo aminon, we do not say that the husband really intends this to be a valid get because he didn't run after the guy. He was higiyah, not higiyo. And therefore, you might have thought that he's just doing it litzaurehu dekor mikabe. All he's doing is wants to make the wife sweat a little bit. Not necessarily a nice guy, and he tells the shaliach, no, it's not a good get. So, ein b'dayto levato, and as Rashi points out, that's not really his intention, is not to be mevato the get, ela litziura b'alma, just to give her a hard time for a chodesh or chodshayim, for a month or two, and then, shim hoya b'dayto levato, hoya rodev achrov lebetulei, if he really wanted to nullify this shlichus, he would have ran after the guy. It happened to be that he met up with him, so you might have thought that that's not really a good bittul, that his intention was not to go and be mevatel get, but just to make her sweat a little bit, and think that she's not really being divorced right now, and therefore, you might have thought that, therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, higia, even if it was just stam, he happened to meet up with the shliach, he, of course, can be mevatel it. Tosfos adds a little bit over here in Dibur Maschil, lo amrino litzurei ko mechaven, and he says, you're going to tell me, if you're talking about Pshita, of course, he's mevatelet. Shu batel, that the get and the shlichus is batel right now. Hechayolanu lomar she'eno batel. Why in the, why would you have the halimin to think that it's not batel? He's saying, I nullified the get. So what's your havamina to say that it was only to be mitzahar? So Tosfos gives two terutz. The first terutz is, the havamina, I might have thought, kivon she'eno mevi edim al kach. He's just there by himself. He happened to meet up with the guy. And you might have said, im kein eino rotzel levatlo, he really doesn't mean to be mevatlin. So that's the havamina to tell us that you might have thought that. So therefore, don't think that. No, the get is definitely batel, even though it's memela and there's no edim over there. Alternatively, second Teretz Tosa says, Zinami, Habi Chayshinon Lahachmir. I might have said, let's be Choshesh, let's be Machmir over here and be Choshesh, that maybe, Mishum de Dilma Litzure Komachavin, that maybe he's just doing this to give her a hard time, make her sweat for a month or two till she actually gets the get. Komash Velov Nalochashin, that we don't concern ourselves with that. He says the get is Batel. Okay, so that's the first Diuk in the Mishnah, Vihigia and not Vihigia. Then we said, once you have the case of the husband being able to be mevatel the shliach, why do you have to tell me that he can send the shliach to be mevatel the shlichus of the first person? So the Gemara then quotes the Mishnah, O sheshalach achrov shliach, where he sends after him a shliach. Why was that necessary? Lomeli, I already know that. Once you tell me the husband can be mevatel it, so the shliach can also be mevatel it. What's the havamina to think otherwise? The Gemara says, no. Ma'al detema, I might have said the person himself is allowed to be mevatel the shlichus, but once he has signed Shliach A, who says that Shliach B is stronger than Shliach A? So maybe only the person himself can be mevatel shlichus on Shliach A, but not a Shliach. Lo, I might have said, lo alimo shlichuse de basra. I might have said that the second one shlichus should not be stronger mi shlichuse de kama. I might have said, who says that the second shliach has the strength to go be mevatel the first shliach? They're both equal level. So shliach number one was told to do his job, so shliach number two was told to do his job. Why can shliach number two nullify shliach number one? So I might have said, the lebatle, that he's not strong enough to go and be mevatelet. So therefore, kamash v'lo, no, he is. The second shlichus is acting on the behalf of the husband, and the shliach is basically the husband. And just like the husband has the right to go and be mevatel the shlichus of A, so too can a shliach be mevatel the shlichus of A. Now the Gemara asks, what do we need the next case? So, kidem hu etzel ishto, if he went and told the wife, so he's nullifying the shlichus. Again, normally, we understand that he's allowed to nullify the shlichus. What difference does it make that he's nullifying it via nullifying the shaliach, or he tells the wife that this get doesn't have validity, you're not going to be divorced by accepting this get. So, normally, why do I need that case? Isn't it obvious? Who says, no, there's a chiddush over here as well. Ma'al d'tema, I might have said, that when we just said a moment ago, ki lo amrino en litzaru komichabim, when we said we're not concerned, we're not choshesh, aren't machmir, that maybe he's just doing it to make her sweat a little bit, that she'd have to wait a month or two until she gets the get. So we don't say that over there. Maybe we only say we don't say that, hani milu l'shaliach. That's when he was telling the shaliach that you're not going to, in fact, be doing your shlichus anymore. I've nullified your shlichus. So maybe only over there do we not say that he was doing it litzaure. However, I might have said, avo ledida, if he's going to her. So he didn't tell the shliach. He only's telling her. So the shliach is under the understanding that he's supposed to still give the get. So maybe you might say in this situation, when he tells her, vadai litzaure komachabin, his whole intent and purpose over here is just to make her sweat. It's just to give her a hard time, litzaure, to give her pain, to make her sweat a little bit for the chodesh or chodshayim. So you might have thought that only in regards to him telling the shliach is it not litzaure. But in regards to telling her, he's really wants a divorce, and he's just making her sweat. Vade litzaure komechaved. Oh, kamashulon, that's the chiddush over here. Even if he tells her, that is considered it is not being mitzahar. Then finally, we have the last part of the first section of the Mishnah, where it says, oh, shishalach etzlo shliach. Not only if he went and told the wife, but even if he sent the shliach to tell the wife that the get is bottle before she gets it, so the get is bottle. Why do I need that? Lomuli. If he can do it, so why would we think the shliach can't do it? So the Gemara says again, no, there's a chiddush over here. Ma'al d'tema, I might have said on my own that ihu hu d'lo torach adaito litzorei. He would not have gone over there and troubled himself just to go and make her sweat. So for himself, if he goes to the wife, he travels to where the wife is and says, listen, that gets not a get. So there, it's not litzaure, because he went and was matriach himself to go and be mavatel to get. So mistama, he means it, and it's not just litzaure. But he hears that so-and-so is going to that place where his wife is. There's no tircha for him, and not tircha even for the shliach. Avo shliach, the loich pat lekitach, and he doesn't even care if the shliach is matriach himself or not. The shliach is going there and doing him a favor. He doesn't really care, doesn't bother him. So maybe in that situation, I might have said, since he didn't go and tell the original shliach, shliach number one, but instead he tells shliach number two, go and tell my wife that the get that she's to receive has been nullified, and therefore she's not divorced. I might have said that, since he's not yet matriach himself, that maybe vaday litzaru komachavit, he's doing this just to make a sweat for that chodesh or chodshayim, till he tells her, ah, now it's a valid get. So kamash v'lan, the chiddush over here is that even in this situation where there's no tircha on himself, if he sends a shaliach and the shaliach gets there to the wife before she receives the get, so then the get is batal. So that explains the four cases in the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, why they each was necessary, what the chiddush was for each one to the other. Now we go back and quote the Mishnah. It said, "Im mishegia get liyada ein yochel levatla." So it said, if the get comes into her hands, so then the husband, or the shliach, on behalf of the husband, cannot be mevatel. And as we said when we read this in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, pshita, obviously not. She received the get. She's a divorced woman. So the Gemara says, no, there's a chiddush over here too. Lo, tzricha, you need it for the following situation. If we know, the mahader alei meikara levatulei, if, in fact, we know that the husband had wanted to nullify the get, we see that he says, I made a mistake. He announces to everybody, I made a mistake. I'm going to go and catch the shliach. The shliach happens to be faster than him. And the shliach gives the get to the wife. There's a potential that the get is not a real get. As Tosu says, in Dibra Maschel, Maho detemo igloi milsalem afreya. The Rava, the Omar Likaman, Rava is going to teach us in Daf Lamed Dalet in 2 days from now. The gilui dato begita milsahi, that if it became clear to everybody that he did not want this get to be given, and he publicly says so, hainu shenoda kodem shegia get liyada, it's well known before the get comes to her hand that he doesn't want this get to be given. In that situation, in fact, the get is a problem. That's not a valid get, as we'll learn in Daf Lamed Dalet. Let's continue now with the Gemara. In a situation, the mahader alei meikaru levatule, then we say that the get is no good. Here, even though he did not publicly announce to anybody that I don't want this get to be a get. But now, maybe retroactively from the fact that he goes up to the woman and says that get should not be a valid get, might have thought that there still is going to be a bittul of this get. Kamash balon, that that's not the case. If he did not make it clear that he did not want the get to be given before she received the get, so then what goes on in his heart, what he's thinking, even though retroactively later on we see he tried to say it's batel, that will not work. As we continue in the Tosos, Avol in lo noda oso gilui data, if this knowledge that he doesn't want this get to really take effect, ad achar shigia liyada, only becomes publicly known to us after she received the get, lav klumhu. Even Rava, who says if it was known beforehand, it's a problem, but even Rava would admit that if nobody knew about this until the get is actually in her hand, and then he tries to retract it, lav klumhu, it's nothing. Kigon, for example, davi roed basa shliach libitule. If the guy is announcing, oh man, I made a terrible mistake, I don't want a divorce, I'm running after that shliach, and he gets on a fast horse, and he runs after the shliach, but the shliach's on a faster horse, and the shliach has no knowledge that the husband wants to retract it, the sover shliach, and even if the shliach sees that he's running after him, he's thinking just dahav the roed basway, the boile neymar, oshu havlo. He just wants me to get some sort of a receipt from her. He just wants me to do something. But of course, he still wants me to go and divorce her. Kidama lekamen, as we'll see over there on Daf Lamed Dalet. V'chi mevatalei achar shebol yodo. In that situation, he can't be mevatal to get. L'fi shesover shadayin hu biyad shaliach. He still thinks it's in the hand of the shaliach. Below bol yodo, and it hasn't yet reached her hand. Igloya milsu l'mafreya dilibitule haviroi. In that situation, it's potentially a problem because it was clear to everyone that he wanted to be mevatel the get. So therefore, the Chiddush over here is Kamash Alon Masnis, and our Mishnah tells us that if it wasn't clear that he wanted to be mevatel the get, it only becomes evident that he wants to be mevatel the get after she received the get, the lav klum hu. That is nothing. And the reasoning is, the Tosfos continues, the Tanma, Mishum Deba'oso Shah Shurats Lo Noda Daito. At the time that he's going after to go either retract the shaliach, the shlichus, or to go tell the wife that the get's not a valid get before she receives it, nobody knows about this. Lo l'shaliach, the shaliach number one doesn't know this, lo l'isha, and the wife doesn't know this, lo l'beis din, and he didn't announce this to the beis din, and therefore his intention to retract this get is totally internal. He's the only one that knows about it, and therefore v'havalu dvorim shebalei, these are things that are inside his heart, the Einon Dvarim. And Halach Lamaisa, we can't be choshesh with things in a person's heart, or else the world can't function. A person can always say afterwards, I didn't mean it, I was thinking otherwise. There's no way to know this. So if there's a way to know this, so then it might have some substance to it. So therefore, in this situation, Kamash Malon, the Chiddush of the Gemara, telling us the Mishnah is that it's not Pshita if he tries to nullify the get afterwards. You might have thought that it has some substance to that. So Kamash Malon, that if there's no knowledge that he wanted to nullify the get before it came into her hand, if the only knowledge that we have that he wanted to nullify the get is after she has the get in her possession, she accepted the get, so then it's worthless. His intent to retract is worthless. It's a Dvar Shevelev and Einon Dvar. Okay, now we go to Tanur Rabbanan. We learn the following Brayso. So, if the husband uses the following lashon, he says, batel hu. He says, get is batel. It is null and void. Or he says, e efshibo. He says, I do not want this get. So, dvorav kayomim. The Brayso tells us these are valid lashonos, that the get is now going to be null and void. These are lashonos, as the Gemara will say, of future activity. In other words, it's mashma from this that he's saying, I am nullifying this get. This get will be null and void. Or, I do not want this get. It will be null and void. Not that it is possible. As we'll see, if he says the get is possible, so it's not possible. So he's just not telling the truth, so to say, and the get is a valid get. But here he's nullifying this. He's this will be batel. Batel who? Yev shibo. These are valid ways to nullify the shlichus. Devar of kayamin. But if he says the get is possible who? Or he says, ain't no get, it's not a get. So then those are statements about the get itself. And the get is a valid get. It's not a possible get. The get is a get. He can't say it's not a get. And therefore, lo amar klum, if he uses those lashonos, he hasn't nullified anything. So the Gemara explains, lemeimra, this seems to suggest that the lashon of batel who, the batel, is lishna deli batel mashma. It is talking about the future, that this get will, as of now, become null and void. Until now, it's a perfectly good get. I am now nullifying it, mikan ul haba. So it implies the li batel, he's going to go and say it shall become no good as of now. So it implies towards the future, going forward. He's not saying that it is not a good get already. He's saying, I am now going to make this no good. So that's what the word batel hu implies. So the word questions is, hey, wait a second, Bama Rabba Bar Evo, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rabba Bar Evo said the name of Rav Sheshes. Or alternatively, Abba Sevi Amilo, it was not Rabba Bar Evo, it was Amar Rabba Bar Avua. And he was the one that actually said this. And he said, if a person is Makabal Matana, a person got a gift, and then he says, Sha'amar li achar shebaso matana liyado, and then he changes his mind, so to say. He accepted the gift, and then afterwards he has charato about accepting the gift, and he says, matana zu mivutelis, this matana is null and void. Now, that implies in the past, because he's already accepted it. So, tibatel, or he says, this matana shall be null and void. So, efshibot, or he says, I do not want this matana. In all of these situations, lo omar klum, he didn't say anything because he already received the matana, so he can't say that it will not be going forward. If you're telling me the lashon of batel hu is the lashon of the future, so he cannot say it. From here on onwards, it will not be a valid get. Because he says, it is mevutelis. No, it's not. It's in your possession. If he says it to batel, it shall become null and void. No, it's in your possession. You can't do that. Yeshua, I don't want it. Oh, sorry, buddy. You accepted it. It's yours now. So you can give it away, you can do whatever you want with it, but it's yours. Lo omar klum. And therefore, those lashonos do nothing to nullify or undo the acceptance of the matana. However, if he uses this lashon, b'teilahi, now that implies, again, as we just said, towards the future, b'teilahi, it shall be null and void. Or he says, eina matana, it shall not be a matana, then dvarav kayamin. So then, his words are in fact believed. But wait a second, how can that be? If he already accepted it, it can't be that he means it shall be a null and void, or it shall be not a matana. It already was. So in this situation, you're saying Dvar of Kayamim, we have to change around what Betelhi or Batelhu means. And in fact, Alma, according to this Brisa, Batel Me'ikara Mashma, when he says Betelhi, this matana is in fact not a good matana, he's saying retroactively it is not a good matana. In other words, as Rashi says, Diva Maschel Betelehi, Mashba, you're telling me now that what the words Betelehi means is Betela Haisa Mikodem Shekibaldi. I had said before I got it that it is Betelehi, and therefore, Hoda as Baldin, Kimeya Edem Dami, and he is believed. The Hare Omer Shelo Zochabo, because what he's essentially saying when he says Betelehi is I never acquired it. V'chozeris Lenosin, and therefore it automatically goes back to the person who gave him this matana. And we'll see this on later in the parak. V'achanami Tanya Lekam in the parak. We'll see this later in the fourth parak on Daf Mem Amud Beis. If a person writes Kosavti V'nosati So Deplonis Leploni, he says I wrote this and gave it to this field to so and so. Vu Omer, the person says, Lo Kosav, Vinosan Li, and he did not write it or give it to me. Hodaz Baldin Kimei Edim. So then we believe the person because he's the Baldin, and if he admits something, so then he's basically the one that's believed. Bainami Domar, Botlo Haisomi Kodum Lekain Neman. And therefore, we see here, and from the Gemara on Daf Nemo Mibbeis, that in fact the Lashon of Betela is in the past. It doesn't mean going forward like we just said, but it means in the past. So we seem to have a stira. What does Batel mean? Does it mean from now on it will be Batel? Or does it mean originally it was Batel? So we seem to have a stira in the usage over here. So how do we reconcile that? So Abaye says, it depends. It can mean both. Batel, and we turn to Lamibbeis, Amibbeis, Batel can mean both. Shtei Lashonus Mashma. As Rashi says, "V'kiven dohachiu stoma demilsa ki toin inish milsa demahanya b'milsa kotoin," and it means whatever it is most beneficial for you for it to mean. In other words, it could mean from now on going forward will be batel, or it was already batel, depending on what you benefit from. You're the one that's saying it, so therefore it goes according to what's best for you. Umashma, it could mean de batel, umashma, or it could mean de li batel. It could mean past, or it could mean future, so to say. From now on, or it already was already batel. And in regards to the get, gabe get, so lishno de mahane be kamar. He's obviously the one saying it, so he wants it to be for his benefit. So he, when he says a batel hu, it means from now on, it will be no good. So therefore, That is a valid usage, batalu, for the future. Whereas Gabi de Matana, he doesn't want to have accepted it, so therefore, there it means lishno de mahane bokamar. It means in the past it was no good when I got it. It already was no good because I never accepted it. So therefore, it's not a stira to say in one place it means it will be, and in one place they say it was, because the word will mean two lishonos. It could mean two possibilities, and it is used into his benefit. He's the one that's saying it, so we darshing it, so to say, for his benefit, whether it should mean for the future or for it means for the past. And that's why, in regards to the get, it means for the future. And in regards to the matan, it meant for the past. Another statement that we have from Abaye. Abaye, Nikitina, we have a Kabbalah, we have a Mesorah, Shaliach Matana, Harehu Kishliach Aget, that the Shaliach for a Matana works within the same parameters as the Shliach for a get. In other words, nafkamina, the nafkamina is, what is it? Why is he comparing these two? Laholech lav kiski domi. That when the person goes and sends the shaliach on his way, whether it's the husband sending a get, or whether it's Baal number one sending a matana to Baal number two, so the shaliach doesn't acquire the get on behalf of the wife. He's the shaliach to give it to her, but he's not the shaliach l'kabbala. Now, we had explained this earlier, that clearly, that would be an act of chavinli odom shelo b'fanav, that the wife doesn't benefit from being divorced. Until now, her husband has to support her. Until now, she's a married woman, and now she'll be a divorced woman. That's not a zechus for her. So that's why we explained that the shaliach that is being sent by the husband doesn't also become zochin l'odam shelo b'fanav, because it's not a zechus for the woman to be divorced. And therefore, he's only functioning as the shaliach l'holacha. The husband said, go and give her this get, so he can't acquire it on her behalf. So the same thing Abaye tells us is by Shliach Matana. The person who's giving the Matana, Baal A, who's giving the Matana to Baal B, so he is sending this Shaliach as a Shaliach to convey the gift, and that Shaliach can't act in this functioning. That's what Abaye's Chiddush is. We compare the two. He can't act as a person who's being makabel this gift on behalf of Baal B. As Rashi tells us, the im bitlo hanosin kodim shetaki eliyadim makabel hare he betela. And the nafkamina practically of this is just like the husband can nullify the shlichus of the get, so too can Baal A nullify the shlichus of the matana to Baal B, as long as he does so before it becomes into the possession of Baal B. And the shaliach cannot be makabelit on behalf of Baal B. He's only a shliach laholacha, and he's not a shliach lamatana. And the next Rashi, so the afagav the matana zuchusu. So motzi lamahater. Even though this matana is a zuchus for Baal B, so one might have thought that the shliach is not only acting as a shliach lo locha, but is also acting as a shliach lekabbalah. One might have thought that this is a zuchus. Nevertheless, the person who's sending the matana, Baal A, can be mahader, because the holech lav kischi domi, because of this principle that he's only functioning as the shliach lolocha and is not functioning as the shliach lekabola. Okay. The Gemara then says, Ravina ashchele Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. One time Ravina met up with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he saw the toli. Rashi says the toli means he was nishan, he was leaning, the koi be'ivra, the dasha. He was leaning on the bar of a door. And he was asking this shaila, batel mahu. What is the usage if the husband said the word batel? Not batel who, he just says batel. As Rashi says, im amar batel velo amar hu. He didn't say batel who. So what does that mean when he said batel? Mahu. Lisha avar mashma. Does that mean that he's saying that this get is not a valid get, and therefore that's an incorrect statement? The ein bidvar of klum, and therefore, his statement is nothing. The get is not batel. It's a valid get. Kivin de lo amar hu, since he didn't say batel hu, that I wish this get to become null and void. So therefore, we would say that maybe batel is a statement about the get, that the get is not a good get, but it is a good get. So therefore, his words are nothing. Ein dvar klum. Kivin de lo amar hu, since he didn't say the word hu. Or alternatively, what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is asking, oh, Dilma, below who, even without the word who, the word batel nami beis l'shonus mashma. It could be that it's not a valid get in the past, which would be no good, or it could mean that batel who, it means batel who, it shall now, as of now, not be a valid get. get. So it's mashma, both lishonos, like we said, the lishon of the hani bekamer, and therefore whatever is to his benefit is what he meant. So that's Rav Nachman Yitzchak's question, batal alone. Does that mean past or does that mean future? Take it. The Gemara doesn't give us an answer. We don't resolve Rav Nachman Yitzchak's question. Gemara continues and says, I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, others say it was a braisa, v'amilobim masnisa tana. This statement was actually in a braisa, and the braisa or Rav Sheshes said, get zeh lo yoel. If the husband were to say, this get shall not work, or this get lo yatir shall not be able to go and make this woman into a free woman. It will not release her from, quote, the bonds of marriage. Lo yazit, this get will not cause this woman to be released, that she can be ozevis, to leave her husband. Or he says, this get lo yishalach, it shall not send this wife away. Or he says, this get, v'lo yigarish, shall not go and function to divorce this woman. Or he says, yehei cheres, this get should be like a piece of pottery. Yehei cheres, it should be pottery. Or kecheres, yehei kecheres, it should be like pottery. In all of these statements that he makes, Rav Sheshes says, or the Brisa said, these are effective statements, dvar v'kayamim, and the get is null and void. Because each of these languages, each of these lashonas is going towards the future. It shall not work. It shall not allow you to be free. It shall be like a piece of pottery. So they're all going lehaba, and therefore they are dvarav kayamin. But if he says this get can't be effective, einom oil, so he's stating a statement about the get, not that this shall be ineffective. He didn't say that the get will not be effective, lo yoil. He says it is not effective, meaning a statement, not a future command that this get shall not be effective. Enomo, he says the get won't work. Or he says, Enomatir, the get will not free her. Or Enomazib, it won't allow her to leave. Or Enomashalech, it won't allow her to be sent away. Or Enomagarish, it won't allow, be allowed to divorce her. Or Cheresu, it is a piece of Cheresu. He doesn't say it shall be. In other words, all of these are statements about the get itself. Or he says, Kicheresu, it's like a piece of pottery. In all of these Lashonos, he's making a statement about the get rather than it will effectuate what will happen to this get. And all of these are just not true statements. It is a valid get. And therefore, every one of the statements that he said will not work, so they will work. Because he's not saying that I'm now saying it will not work. He's saying it doesn't work already. And that's not true. And therefore, lo amar klum. Again, fine, subtle difference here that we had already previously. The difference between saying it will be no longer a get from now and onwards, as opposed to saying it is not a get right now. But it is a get right now. And therefore, in the latter case, lo amar klum, in all of the first cases, it's effective, dvarav kayamin. So that's what Rav Sheshes or the Braisa said. They question this, the Ibarlu, they ask in the base medrash the following shaila. What happens if the person uses the lashon, harei hu cheres? He doesn't say yehe cheres, and he doesn't say the lashon of cheresu. He says harei hu cheres. What does that mean? What is that mashma? Mahu? What is the halacha in that situation? As Rashi explains, in Dibra Masla, Harehu Cheres, Mahu, Lahaba Mashma, Olishia other Mashma. Does it mean going forward, meaning he's making a statement nullifying it, or he's making a statement about it, and that's simply not true. It's not Cheres, and therefore it is still a valid get. So that's what they ask in the base medrash, the Lashon of Harehu Cheres, what is the Halacha? Mahu. So Amalei Ravina, the Ravacha Bred the Rava, either Ravina said to Ravacha Bred the Rava, or it was Yamrila, it was Ravacha Bred the Rava, the Ravashi, the Ravacha Bred the Rava, was the one who said this to Ravashi, Maishna meharehu hekdish, which works, or harehu hefker, that works, so too over here. When he says harehu cheres, that will work as well. And as Rashi points out, the kaimalon, in Dibra Masu Maishna, he says the kaimalon, we have this in the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Memches, that if a person says, they have a hektish, bekamaduchte, if a person says something will be hektish in a number of different lashonos, so it says there in the Gemara Nedarim, Dithnan bin Nedarim, im sheli hein, if they belong to him, hare hein mukdashim. All of these lashonos are perfectly good to be makdashit to the Beis HaMikdash. Hare hein mukdashim lashomayim, or behefker, namitnan bo, hare yu hefker, or hare yu mufker, l'chol misha echpots, whoever wants it, Amo laba mashma. So this lashon of harei hei mukdashim or harei hu hefker is a perfectly valid lashon. Therefore, either Ravina said this or Ravacha said this, that therefore the lashon of harei hu cheres is also a perfectly valid lashon implying towards the future, lish la'osid, and therefore it's mashma that this is a valid lashon. Now the Gemara continues and says, what is the status of this get? We understand the shlichus is nullified. But does that mean that the get is also nullified? What happens if right now he's mevatel the shlichus? Okay, so the get no longer can be given by the shliach. But is that get still a valid get? Should he change his mind? He was hoping to resolve and reconcile with his wife, and he tried, and now it's not working out for whatever reason. Now he wants to use that same get that he wrote originally, Shema, for his wife. So it was a perfectly valid get originally, but when he nullified the shlichus, did that nullify the get or not? Chozer Megarish Bo? Oh, ain't no Chozer Megarish Bo. So this is the question the Gemara is now asking. Is the get nullified, or was only the shlichus nullified, but the get is still a valid get? So we have a machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar Chozer Megarish Bo. Rav Sheshes Amar Eino Chozer Megarish Bo. So this is a machlokas in Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, no, you nullified the get. It's not a good get. And therefore you can't go and be Chozer Megarish Bo. Whereas Rav Nachman said, no, you only nullified the shlichus. The get's still a valid get. And should you, unfortunately, change your mind and still want to divorce her, you can then go and use that same get and give it to her without having to do anything else with it. It's a perfectly valid get. It just hasn't been given. You nullified the shlichus to give it, but you didn't nullify the get. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, kavase de Rav Nachman. We paskin like Rav Nachman that the get is a valid get. All he did was nullify the shlichus, but he didn't do anything about the get itself. More questions. It says, really? Any? Is this get able to be used? Well, we have all kaim along. We have the general that halacha is hilchos hakavasi de Rav Yochanan. We follow the opinion of Rav Yochanan, the Amar Choseris. Now, what is this talking about? Shirashi explains the mask of Yochanan de Rav Choseris. This is Gemara in Kiddushim, Yitzchak Shem. We're getting close already to finishing the beautiful Seder of Noshim and Gittin, and then it's followed by Kiddushin, the last Masechta in this Seder. So we learn the Gemara in Kiddushin in Perik Omer L'Chavero. It says over there, if a person says, the Amar Leisha, if he says to a woman, Hiskachi li b'mos halolu, but li achar shloshim yom. If a person says to a woman, I want to marry you, here's $100, this is the Kesef Kiddushin, I want to go and marry you, but the marriage will only take effect after 30 days. So I'm giving you the money right now, but the Kiddushin will be chal only after 30 days. Then they get, they keep on dating it, but things don't go so well. And on day 20, day 25, she says, I don't want to marry you. The Chazra Ba, she retracts her acceptance of the Kesef Kiddushin. Right? May I say, Harayat Mukadeshesli, but Tabazu. So she has to agree to that. He can't just put the ring on her finger and she's screaming, I don't want to be married to you. No, then she's not married to him. So here she retracts the Chazra Ba, Besol Shlosha, before the Kiddushin was Chal. So the Gemara there tells us, Batlu HaKiddushin. Kiddushin are, in fact, not Kiddushin. Hol ubat lason kodem shiu chalim, because she was mevatel her acceptance before the Kiddushin was chal. Now, Rashi then explains, here too, hochanami, libatel gita, just like the Kiddushin was retracted, her acceptance was retracted before the zman that it was chal, so too, the get was retracted. Isn't the get, therefore, not a valid get? So Gemara says, no, the two are incomparable. Hochi hashta. How can you say that the two cases are the same? Hossam, in Rabbi Yochanan's case with the Kiddushin, the woman originally accepted it, but then she undid her acceptance before the Kiddushin was chal. So Dibur, she originally accepted it, and then the Dibur, she says, I no longer want to accept it. So Dibur v'Dibur, it's both cases of just words, and Osi Dibur, Mavata Dibur, and her second words can be Mavata, the first words. But in regards to the get, the Hocha, yes, the husband nullified the shlichus of the shaliach to go and give the get, but gita gufe mikor batel. He didn't go and nullify the get itself. He just was able to be mevato the shlichus, because that was dibur, mevato dibur. But here, how could a dibur be mevato an action? And Rashi explains, and Dibur v'Dibur who? He says, Mitri loisum is kadesh is aidea Dibur. She nisratzes or b'kiddushin. Originally, the woman accepted this. Yochanan said the kiddushin, but it wasn't chal yet. Osi Dibur shel chazor mevatel Dibur. And therefore, her words can be mevatel her words, because it's before the kiddushin chal. However, he points out, umi yuhamol slo botlu. The money is not null and void. So she originally got $100, and now she says, I don't want to be married with that $100. So the husband gets $100 back. No, a week later, he gives her $100 and tries again, says, will you marry me with this $100? So in that situation, the money is not batel. Miu hamos lo batel. Shimchasa v'kitcha with that same $100 with that same ring. V'kitcha ben midaita and she accepted it. Mekudeshes. She sees mekudeshes. So to over here, v'hocha nami. The Gemara says, gita gufe mikah batel. The next Rashi, v'hocha nahi haid amar batel hu l'shaliachu de batel. He only was mevatel the shlichus. Shlo yei shlucho l'garsha beget zeh. That this man can no longer be the shliach to go mevatel. To be megarish this woman with this get on behalf of the husband, because the osi dibur or mulato dibur, his retraction, the husband saying, "I don't want you to go give this get to my wife," his undoing of the shlichus is dibur against the dibur. I will get who the end. The get is a physical object. The eno nifsal by just dibur alone. So therefore, gito gufe miko mevato. So therefore, there is no kasha from this gemara in kedushin that Rabbi Yochanan had brought down. Then we quote the Mishnah that said, "Barishon hayose." In the beginning, the husband was technically allowed to go be mevatel the shlichus without telling the shliach or telling the wife. But Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken came along and said that would be a terrible takola, and he was misaki not to allow that. It, Marimor says, "But may kamu mevatlo." We said it had to be done in front of a beis din. What is the status of this beis din? Does it have to be two or three people? Normally, beis din is three, but by dine mamonos, because there's going to be potential arguments, you have to have an odd number. So the technical din of two being a beis din, we add on the third judge, so you don't have any machlokas here. What machlokas is there? So maybe two is good. And in fact, that's what Rav Nachman says. Rav Nachman Amar, that this beis din could be bifnei beis, could be two people. And Rav Sheshes Amar, no, has to be bifnei gimel, has to be three people, like a regular beis din. So Rav Sheshes Amar bifnei gimel, because beis din tani, has to be a regular beis din. Beis din is only three people. Rav Nachman Amar bifnei beis, he says two is good because lebei trei nami beis din karu luhu, because two people also are qualified to be a beis din. Shmuel says elsewhere that a beis din of two people, and Dine Mamonos is beis din chutzpah. They're so certain that they won't have any arguments between them, so they're chutzpah dik. However, the bottom line is that they do constitute a beis din. And therefore, Rav Nachman says that technically, if he told it in front of two people, the original din was that that would in fact be a valid nullification of the shlichos. And then if the shliach gave the wife the get, even though they both think it was he's doing his shlichos, and she says, "I trust you that you're doing your shlichos," she is not divorced. Now, Mark continues and says, "I'm Rav Nachman, mino amina lo." Rav Nachman says, "Where do I know the two people are good?" Did not, because it learned in the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Shviyas that deals with Shemitah. Normally, is Mishamet all the debts, like we learned already the other day. Pasuk says, "Vezent v'ar Shemitah," and normally the Shemitah will nullify the collection of any outstanding debts. But if you make a prusbul, which was a document that basically hands over this debt to the beis din, so then the person is no longer called lo yigos, and Shemitah only goes and nullifies those debts which you are told don't go and try to collect them. But the beis din is going to try to collect them, that was allowed, and this concept of a prusbul was instituted so that we shouldn't shut the doors in face of the borrowers. Nobody's going to want to lend money to poor people when it's close to the Shemitah year, because they'll never get their money back. So in order to facilitate loans to poor people, the rabbis instituted this concept. Hillel instituted the concept of prusbul to facilitate the loans to the poor people. Did not. Like we learned in this Mishnah in Shviyas, if a person says, Mosrani lifnecha, if the person says, Rashi Zagirso, Mosrani lochem, if the person says in front of two people, now, they're either functioning as basin or the functioning as witnesses, and he says, "I am giving this over to you," and we turn to Lama Gimel and Aleph, Ploni uploni hadayonim shivabaku ploni. I'm giving it over to you too, Reuven and Shimon, who are the judges for me in this place. So then, that is a valid prusbul. Now it says ploni uploni. So therefore, Reb Nachman says, you see clearly that the basin can be two for a prusbul. So too, the basin can be two over here for the person to make a statement that he wants to nullify the shlichus. What does Rishayish's answer to that? Rishayish's, how does he hold? He says the Mishnah is not a peddler. Atu tana kiruchlo lechoshe v'lezo. It had to say ploni uploni uploni had dayonim. It tells us in front of so and so that dayonim, meaning all three. It doesn't have to list ploni uploni uploni. It's not like the tana of the Mishnah is a peddler. Rashi says mocher tzroos. He sells little pebbles of besamim, little pieces of besamim. He's not a peddler. That has to have. Keep track of every single little thing that he has. The Mishnah is telling us ploni or ploni, but it means three, not two. That's where Sheish is understanding. Rav Nachman responds to that. He says, I'll show you where two is good. Mino amin Allah, I'll show you that two are good, because we learned in that very same Mishnah, in Shviyas Ditnan, it says, Hadayonim chosmin lamata o ha'edim. It says either the dayonim or the edim sign at the bottom of this prusbul. Now, my love, what does that have to tell us over here? Dayanim and Edim. So what's it to be a hackish between them? My love, Dayanim, Dumya the Edim. It's coming to teach us that Dayanim and the Edim are the same. Just like Edim, Mo Edim, Shnayim, At Dayanim, Nami Shnayim. From the language over here, it's telling us that there are two Dayanim and not three. That's what Rav Nachman wants to say. No, what does Rosh Hashanah say to that? Rosh Hashanah, he says, me the area. Who says? When it says Edim, it means two. When it says Dayanim, it means three. Ha-kidisa, in regards to Edim, it means two. Ha-kidisa, in regards to Dayanim, it means three. No, the Gemara says, Lomili Lamista Dayanim, Lomili Lamista Edim. So then why do you have to tell me both of them? Obviously, somebody has to sign on the bottom. What do you have to tell me? The Dayanim or the Edim sign on the bottom. What's the purpose of that? So the Gemara says, Ha-kamashma, the Chiddush is, the Lo Shna, it doesn't make any difference whether Kosov, Beloshon, Dayanim, the Chasmi Edim, even if you stated in the first part of this document that the Dayanim, I'm giving this over in front of the Dayanim, and then at the end it says that when they sign it, they write down Eid after the name, the Chasmi Edim, or the other way around, the Lo Shna, Kosov, Beloshon, Edim, even if the document is written, Masrani Lochem, I'm giving it over to you in the presence of you as witnesses, and then they sign it, the Chasmi Dayanim, it's perfectly acceptable. The language over here is not Meduyuk, and you don't have to say the exact same language. So, Beloshon Eidus, even if you wrote down Eidus as opposed to Dayanim, it doesn't make any difference. Rashi says, Lo Shna Kosov Beloshon Eidus, Kigon Duchron Saduso Dehabe Banfaya. So it says in the beginning that they are acting as Eidim, V'chosel Lamata Ani Ploni Dayan, and if you sign it at the bottom, i.e., the judge, that's perfectly acceptable as well, because it doesn't really make any difference. It can be done either as Edim or it can be done as Dayanim, and therefore it doesn't make any difference, and that's why it says Edim or Dayanim and or Dayanim to teach us this thing. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.